Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings, and then make those characters fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Napsok.
I am, as always, happy to be here. Love returning to Databank Brawl. We just recently celebrated Life Day, so let's celebrate Death Day in Star Wars.
There might be some deaths this time. We'll see. We also want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This week, we are going to recommend Resistance Reborn. It's a big, juicy canon novel, and there's some fighting in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Star Wars. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/4center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4center for your free audiobook. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to dive right in here. We're going to pull the curtain back and just say, Ken and I got a lot going on. We've been recording a lot. We've been saying a lot of things about Star Wars. This is going to be a fun, fast,
yeah,
violent episode of Databank.
We've got some things to do, but more. It's 6:53 at the time of this recording. I have been talking about Star Wars since 11 a.m. today. Joined up with you about 3, where even I'm sure you were talking about Star Wars before you even got to me.
In the shower alone, yeah, I was.
That's the way to do it. So, yes. Anyways, we're ready to go to get to a Databank Brawl because we wanted to deliver it to you.
Yeah. So here we go. Our first combatant is from the new show, The Mandalorian.
Oh.
And I just couldn't wait. Our first combatant is IG-11.
Wow, diving right in.
Yeah, the whole cast, crew, locations of Mandalorian have not been added to the data bank, but a few have, and IG-11 was one of the first, so I thought, come on. He's a murder bot.
Yeah.
Got a murder. Here's what the StarWars.com databank has to say. One of a series of dangerous assassin droids largely outlawed in the galaxy, IG-11 is a hired gun programmed to follow Bounty Hunters Guild protocols to the letter. Reliable and durable, IG-11's thin body is built on an armored substrate that can withstand repeated assaults. It is against his programming to be captured, and he has built-in last-ditch fail-safes to prevent that from ever happening. And that's IG-11.
That's it.
By the way, if you haven't watched The Mandalorian yet and don't want to be spoiled, there's going to be some spoilers from...
Yeah, I mean, nothing we're doing here is real true canon, but we're going to be talking about the show.
Yeah. So is IG-11 up on Wikipedia?
He is. One tab, of course. Great stuff, some stats. Product line, IG series, model assassin droid, class 4 assassin droid, masculine programming, sensor color red, plating color gray and bronze. I did like the bronze touch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought there was a little green in there, too. Like, he was almost ripping off Boba Fett's style, color-wise.
Affiliation banners, guild. Here's the key thing. Date destroyed 9 years after the Battle of Yavin during a mission to Arvala 7.
Oh, well, that's just Wikipedia.
Just Wikipedia. Reporting. We don't know. Yeah, the series is not over yet, so we don't know if that's true or complete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot to dig into other than the exciting adventure that we saw in Chapter 1 of The Mandalorian so far as this episode is released, but there was such excitement for this droid because looked at IG-88 standing there for years. Some of us were frighteningly hunted by him in the Shadows of the Empire video game.
Yes.
Popped up lots of other places. IG-11, his own character, voiced by Taiki Waititi.
Yeah.
How did you feel about IG-11?
I loved him way more than I thought I would. So we have some friends, Dorina Ariano, Mark Donica.
Yep.
Love IG-88. I have never loved IG-88. It's fine. The design's fine. But I always be like, how does that thing go function and kill around the galaxy?
Yeah.
I played Shadows of the Empire. You know, I know some of the stuff with him in Legends. I just never, I don't dislike him. His head's part of the cantina. All right, great. Didn't care. And was worried that we are going to get, IG-11. I was just like, what are we getting here? And I just love what they did with it.
Yeah.
Love Taika Waititi's handling of it. And he's got some quotes here of just like, he's very innocent and direct and doesn't know about sarcasm and doesn't know how to lie. And I love that. That's where the humor was found. And then I loved seeing AIG droid in live action, so to speak, but to see it, how it functions, how it works, and it was better than I could have imagined.
Right.
So now I am a fan of IG-11. I don't know about IG-88.
We don't know enough.
I don't know in
modern canon. I know there's some stuff floating around there. He's popped up here and there. He's Forces of Destiny episode.
Is he still in the Death Star?
Still on Bespin?
Yeah.
But for IG-11... I really liked his personality. We've got a lot of snarky murder bots.
Yes, we do.
We've got KTSO or K2SO. Mm. We've got Choppers, my favorite murder bot in many ways. Yep. We've got Mr. Bones. We've got 000. So I was wondering, how are they going to make IG-11 different? His job is, at least partially, to murder. It's mostly to hunt bounty, but... sometimes that means murder. So the way that they went with him, where he is super hyper violent and very, very good at it, but quite polite and straightforward about it, was great. Loved it.
Yeah. Great take on it.
Yeah.
Adherence to rules.
Yeah.
Protocol self-destruction.
Yeah.
It's a big win.
I am going to kill you, but I will not jaywalk to do it.
Yeah.
Is an awesome perspective. And might be important to our game.
Just the opening moment when you meet him, he's just like, I have already given them the writ of censure, whatever terms they were. He's just like, I killed them, but I also told them I'm here to get the bounty, so it is mine. Like, it's what? Just love it.
Yeah,
love it.
so great. Okay. And in terms of the question of the age-old question answered in some media, not in others, of how would an IG droid like this kill? Mm. It's because they're real spinny. Because all their parts can do different things. This was up there with Palpatine, Darth Sidious leaping over the desk, reminding you that in Star Wars, spinning is a neat trick and very dangerous.
Very. Don't spin.
Deadly.
Don't spin.
Deadly.
Be careful.
Deadly. Watch
spin.
Out for the spinnings.
Yeah.
The spinnings will get you. Yeah. All right. So moving on from IG-11, he is going to face multiple combatants because I think that IG-11 is up to it. IG-11 is going to face a group that I believe has not been on Databank Brawl, and that is the Guavian Death Gang. Not Balatik. The leader, Balatik, has been on. I think he might have fought a Wampa. Can't remember right now.
Yes, can't remember.
But the Guavian Death Gang, I believe, has not been on Databank Brawl. And here is what the StarWars.com Databank has to say. Known for its distinctive red armored foot soldiers, the Guavian Death Gang is a criminal organization driven out of the core worlds by unrest in the galactic underworld. Guavian Death Gang soldiers undergo cybernetic augmentation with a mechanical reserve and pump, injecting chemicals into their bloodstreams to enhance speed and aggression. They are silent in battle, communicating via high-frequency data streams. Han Solo ran afoul of the Guavians for failing to repay their 50,000 credit loan. So this goes back to the roots of Databank Brawl, where I want to look at these Databank entries and make sure we're not missing anything. Like, those aren't just droids. They got cybernetic parts, but they have a reserve and a reservoir and a pump.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Injecting chemicals. Gross.
Yeah, there's a lot of, it's weird stuff. Weird stuff.
What do you got in Wikipedia for the Guavian?
Not a lot of stats. Leader Balatik, he's referred to as their negotiator.
Ooh.
Guavian security soldiers affiliation, Concha Club, briefly. and that's it. No stats, no nothing.
Wow.
Exactly like you said, the Guavian Death Gang's red armored foot soldiers were recruited after swearing loyalty into the gang in exchange for cybernetic augmentation. I just don't get it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is creepy. This is like Charles Dickens popper kids were like, sure, we'll join your gang. Well, inject us with chemicals and cover us with armor.
It's I love it. I mean, it's great Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
But it's always freaked me out a bit.
Yeah. Can you give a nice physical description? Because people know what IG-11 looks like, but can you give a nice description of the Guavian Death Gang?
Yeah. So some red soldierly BDU type of outfits, red jumpsuit. But on top, they got kind of shoulder pads, black and red, almost not unlike like Vader. It's really weird. The design is based more on Vader's shoulder pads and neck piece than anything. A lot of strappies all around them with armor bags and all these kind of things. And then their heads. And this is the design. If the Art of Force Awakens, this was a design perhaps considered for the Jedi killer character that would later become Kylo Ren. Their head is just a red thing with a red dot in the middle and around it, like the black kind of.
Yeah, their face is kind of like if the retail store Target joined the dark side.
That's a great way to say it. Oh, that's the best way.
But yeah, it is a kind of crimson blood red and then the black circle with a red dot in the middle, right?
Freaky.
And that's just their whole face.
You can't see eyes or anything, so I don't know if their heads have been chopped off and then that's what is in its place. Or
they got sensors.
Human heads in there? I don't know. It's weird stuff.
Yeah, creepy, weird stuff.
Mm.
How do you feel about,
described, I've always been, I was like, oh, cool, little droids, but then you're like, oh, it's not droids, it's like cybernetically augmented, what's happening? I don't like any of it, but I do like the design. I'm glad it didn't end up being like Kylo Ren or anything. I love where they ended up, but I love too, though, that they had this design, and they were like, oh, man, you know what, it's so good, we got to find a place to use it somewhere else.
Yeah. I think I've always just aesthetically liked them. They're one of the many things in Force Awakens. They're like, that looks like Star Wars, but different. And there's something really creepy and inhuman about that circle. It isn't even lined up with higher on the head where like an eye might go.
Yeah, no.
It's sort of like, well, what is that? Because it's kind of emotive, but not really. Is that it's not a nose. It's not a mouth. It's not one big eye. You just got a circle kind of on the lower half of your face.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
The gang was, I don't know. The gang was driven out of the core world to unrest in the galactic underworld of the collapse of the I'm fascinated by it. Maybe I want more Guavian Death Gang stories than I know.
Yeah. I think I also have always felt a sense of generational pity for the Guavian Death Gang.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, if this were back in the day before the amount of glorious content we had,
right,
and there was 3 years before another Star Wars movie, and you just had Guavian Death Gang action figures,
yeah, yeah,
people would love the Guavian Death Gang.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They would obsess over them because they look cool and they're mysterious.
Yeah.
But we get so much great content, so much great designs, like, cool. Next.
Next. Yeah.
So the Guavian Death Gang didn't get to shine.
It didn't.
But they're going to now. Any other thoughts, or should we begin?
No. How many Guavian Death Gang members did you say? Two?
I think IG-11 can handle some. Okay. Let's say four.
Oh, that's a big number.
Four.
I like it. Like
four Guavian Death Gang members.
Yep.
All right. With that, let's fight. So, we always decide the when and the where.
Mm-hmm.
Let's place this before the events of The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a place that you want it to happen, or do you have the idea of the beginning of the fight scenario?
I think I want to have it on IG-11's ship.
Ooh, okay.
We're going to create a ship for him.
Okay, all right.
I think they're going to, much like they barge onto the Iravana in Force Awakens, I think they're on a little jump ship themselves.
Okay.
Or drop ship, I should say. Jump, drop, skip, toss, whatever. They're on a little ship. The Guavian Death Spike. Ship.
Okay, it's on their ship.
It's their ship, and they're going to crash into IG-11's. I think IG-11, much like a good bounty hunter, has a kind of a small Corvette type of ship where he's got living quarters, and not that he needs a place to trap his bounties.
Yeah.
And it's big enough to have a fight in.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to call it, though.
Yeah, I think IG-11's ship is called the Joy of Rules.
I love it. Love it.
So the Joy of Rules.
The Joy of Rules.
Slick, mean-looking Corvette.
Yes.
Armed to the teeth.
Yes.
Because he's a bounty hunter, and bounty hunter regulations, the guild says you should have a well-armed ship.
Yeah.
And then you're saying the Guavian Death Spike.
I don't know. Carry-on spikes that are already used in Star Wars, but they have their own little ship.
The Guavian Death Spike is quite
Guavian
good.
Death yeah. Spike. Well, okay. I like that. You're right. The Guavian Death Spike, it's a little ship. I think IG-11, I think the story starts with him flying around.
You know, IG-11 is coming for him.
He's going to a bounty.
Okay.
And then he picks up on his radar screen this ship.
Yeah.
And he's like, I am following the flying rules. What is this?
And I think, we don't have any information about how, we know that the Guavian Death Gang speaks via high-frequency data streams. They're silent in battle. There we go.
Oh, boy. This is, we're going to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. So IG-11 hears their comms turn on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they hears them just broadcast nothing.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out, like, what? Why? And while that is happening, he's scanning their ship, too, and sees it's called the Guavian Death Spike, and IG-11 has time to wonder why. And that's when a large actual spike grows out of the Guavian Death Spike. Mm. They suddenly turn, shunk, they drive the spike right into the side of the Joy of Rules.
What the? Yes. Oh, there has been an attack on my ship that has been... just not follow protocol. They did not ask permission to attack.
They did not signal their intent. IG-11 is really upset about all of the flying rules that have been broken as well. I mean, he's
horrible.
Bounty hunting guilds his main thing, guild, but he likes all rules. Yeah,
guild rule 4242 dictates, I am in the middle of a hunt and may not be bothered.
So he's shouting these things out, but he's still getting silence on the comms. Meanwhile... No. I think a bunch of strange explosives, that are explode.
Yeah.
The hole even more, and the ship is basically now got the Guavian Death Spike is jammed in enough that the Guavians can get out. Right.
I think the spike goes in. It's like the old Simpsons episode with the Osaka Fish Concern. Knife goes in, guts go out. I think the spike goes in and it opens up.
Oh.
And from the center of the spike, you can walk. The ship, the hole opens up in the Death Spike ship, and you can walk across into your target and you pray.
Okay, so are they walking in space, or is it just that
they're not affected by it? Yeah,
okay.
So they can you know, don't tell Neil deGrasse Tyson, but they can just cut across.
Okay, great. So they pile into the hole that they have made.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Force fields then kick in, right?
Yeah.
But four Guavian Death Gang members are on there with their big old blasters.
Yeah.
Who knows what else? I think that IG-11 whirls. He puts it on autopilot as per regulation.
Yes.
He whirls first his head. Then his torso, then his legs, because he's realizing I need my whole body facing the right way. And he opens the door to the cockpit.
Yeah.
And he starts hustling down and he sees a strange sight. The Guavian Death Gang have their blasters, but then they each reach onto their armor and press a button and he hears like a and they're all like kind of surge up. As though they are injecting chemicals into the bloodstream.
Yes.
To enhance speed and aggression.
Yeah.
And they...
Does he sense that? Does he know that?
I think he's adjusting his audio, trying to pick up what's going on.
Okay.
But I think he hears the... of the injectors.
Because I think if he was to know, he'd have a take on that.
Oh, you know?
If he was, he'd be like, this violates fair fight rule 1812... 18.12 section B, illegal performance enhancing ejections.
Oh, right.
I think he'd be very upset.
Oh, yeah. He is not down with injection at all.
Not down.
But the Guavian Death Gang is not listening. Mm-mm. They are flying towards IG-11. Yep. What is their attack move? What do they do, Ken?
Well, there's the first two take shots and go to knees and lay down cover fire, with the other two serpentine towards IG-11.
Okay, so
they're snaking. The other two are providing cover, drop to their knees, they're firing. Boom, boom, boom. Not necessarily designed to take out their prey, but the other two are going to, you know... Or they're the kill bots.
Okay.
Yeah. In this scenario.
Yeah.
So two of them are charging towards IG-11.
Okay. And I think IG-11 immediately scans his combat protocol options. Mm-hmm. And I think he says it out loud. Scanning protocol combat options.
Yes.
And he realizes he's got a long, thin ship.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that much he can do. So his both hands come up with a blaster in each one.
Yes.
And he's firing at the Guavian Death Gang members who are firing at him.
Yeah.
And then... He rotates his body sideward.
Yeah.
So he is only slightly thinner.
That's great.
Yeah. He's thin, but now he's a little thinner, so it's harder to hit, right?
Yeah.
And does he manage to take down either the Guavian Death Gangs who've taken a knee?
He takes one of them, the one on the left. Boom, right in the face.
Right in the circle.
Shatters that circle.
Oh, yeah. He sees a bit of organic matter in there, and he makes a note to be disgusted.
Yes.
If he can activate his disgusted
I find it disgusting that a human is with a droid head. What's going on there?
Find a way to be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these clever serpentining MFers,
yes,
they're on IG-11, right?
Yeah.
And do they have different weapons? What are they doing as they close in, Ken?
Yes, they pull out each from one of their little sacks, little pockets. They pull out. You got to be careful when you say sacks with Guavi Death Gangs. They have sacks in their hearts or something weird. They pull out little vibro blades. Actually, one of them pulls out a vibro blade. The other one pulls out like it's an actual like metal knife. We're starting to see these in Star Wars. Not starting, but just you're focused on them a little bit more. So. So I think one, they come at him at the same time. One with like a real knife, one with like a vibro knife. Yeah.
And he shouts, knife priority protocol engaged.
Yes.
And
oh my
knows
gosh.
That he needs to worry more about the vibro blade, right?
Yeah.
So I think that the slice comes at his arm.
Yeah.
So he rotates his one arm away and then immediately brings it flying back up and cracks that Guavian Death Gang member in the head, basically hits him with the blaster.
Yeah.
Guavian Death Gang member reels a bit. The other Guavian Death Gang member, however, with the real knife, shunk, just lodges it into that partially IG-11's torso, but also the bandolier.
Yeah, I brought a picture up here of the bandolier, because it almost looks like he has like grenades or canisters or ammo on the sides. It goes right into the bandolier. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that actually damages the knife.
Yeah. A little bit
it's like a hard space leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then IG-11, realizes, he accesses yet another protocol that he says out loud, which is the, go with it protocol.
Go with the protocol.
Now he knows he's very rigid. So he has been programmed to access adaptability programming, which means a surprising situation, you just go with it.
Go with it.
So he's got that knife wedged into him, and he realizes this is an opportunity to go with it.
Go with it, and enacting go with it plan.
And he spins his torso
real
fast and starts just spinning the Guavian Death Gang guy.
And he's like, woo! Holding onto the knife. He can't let go because centrifugal force is kicking in here.
Exactly. He's centrifugal force kicking his ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's a great scene. And the other...
He got bonked in the head. He's reeling a little bit.
And the other one that's like over there shooting still doesn't even know what he's seeing at.
Yeah. Is he? Do you think that one's still just taking pot shots even at this at his friends?
No, he knows that he can't, but he's trying to get a shot. He's trying to get a shot in.
Trying to line up the right shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think he takes a shot.
Okay. What part of IG-11 do you think he's aiming at?
He's trying to aim at the head.
Oh, nice.
It's the kill shot, right? That's the kill shot. So he's trying to aim at the head and, he misses.
Yeah.
Misses. Guavian Death Gang, not known for their accuracy.
No.
They're known for swarming.
I think they're getting, those shots are getting a little too close for comfort.
Yes.
So while IG-11, because IG-11 can multitask, he is still spinning the one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he's worried about these shots getting to his face, he activates the not in the face protocol.
Oh, not in the face.
And he folds his eyes in and any other facial features so they can't be damaged.
Yeah.
And they fold into that cylinder on his head.
Yeah. The coffee cup. Coffee canister. Yeah.
Yeah. He can't see anymore.
Well, that's not good. He can sense things.
Yeah. But he's really working on his audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
The one Guavian Death Gang guy, he can release the knife.
Mm.
The other one can try another attack. What do you think they do?
How many left? Three left?
There's three left. One's taking the shots at the face.
Yeah.
One is just got clunked in the head. Clunked and the other head. Is spinning through the air in a way that would be joyful if we're not about death.
The one spinning, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go with the knife.
I think he spins so violently. He hits one side of the ship.
Yeah.
He knocks a bunch of IG-11's decorations down. Because IG-11 decorates.
A lot of art.
Yeah, a lot of art. Yeah, that he's bounty hunted.
Yep.
He bounces off the art and actually spears on the spike that's still in the ship.
Oh, I love that. Cybernetic ooze all over the place.
Cybernetic ooze. Great band name. Horrible thing to see on your ship. Awful. It's awful. It's painful. It's gross.
Yep.
Two down, two to go for IG-11.
The one, though, that's on the knee thinks he has more of a clear shot.
Yeah.
So he does fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he kind of hits IG-11 in the shoulder.
Oh, he hits him in the shoulder. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because the window of opportunity was like, oh, my buddy just flew off and died, but boom.
Yeah. And now that vibro knife is slashing out, and I think IG-11's kind of getting backed in a corner. He's got to get his arms up to kind of try his best to block the knife. Yep. The shots are coming. And then I think that's when IG-11 has a key breakthrough.
Mm.
I think he's finally adjusting his audio frequencies. And finally, he has gotten to the high frequency data stream used by the Guavian Death Gang.
Yeah.
So unknown to them, IG-11 can hear what they're saying to one another.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what's the first thing that he hears?
He hears him say, this didn't go as planned. This droid's killing us. He's kicking our ass. So now he knows he has them on the ropes. At least he feels though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think the one with the blaster says, you seem to be doing better with the knife. I'm putting the blaster down and closing in.
Yes.
I'm going for the legs.
And I think out the legs.
He certainly does. And that Guavian Death Gang comes out with a big vibro axe. He is running towards IG-11. Mm-hmm. The other one hacking at the upper part of IG-11. This is a good place to pause in our combat, as we always do. Take a quick break.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And we are back to make some important decisions. We got two Guavian Death Gang members who are taking it to IG-11 with vibro knives. IG-11 is a droid of many skills, many protocols. Who do you want to win, Ken?
I can't hide it. I just want IG-11 to win. I can't hide it. I want to try to say these Guavian guys, maybe they joined for a good reason. I don't. I like the look, but IG-11 is just a fan favorite for a reason. It's hard to say no.
Yeah, sometimes we make discoveries during Databank Brawl as we tell our tale. Other times we just want to see violence unleashed.
Yes, we do.
By a fan favorite, and that is IG-11. So I think IG-11 is going to win this.
Hands down.
He's already got... hands up. He's blocking, up. But yeah. So he's already got a little bit of an advantage because he can hear what they're planning.
Yeah.
So he knows that one is coming for his legs.
Right.
So I think IG-11, in his gambit to end this before they destroy all of his art, he does something really surprising. If they want his legs, they can have them.
I think
he raises a leg all the way in the air, straight in the air.
Leg raise maneuver two is enacted.
Yeah. Hip joint Rockets engaged.
Oh, I like that.
His leg detaches.
That's great.
Flies with a rocket out of his big flat foot that everybody likes to make fun of. A knife ejects.
Ooh.
And he fires his own leg at that Clavian Death Gang member.
Yeah.
Where does it go? What happens?
Right in his chest.
Right in his chest.
And flies him all the way back to the back wall, pins him up against it, almost like he's a trophy now.
He's got new artwork. IG-11 has new artwork, yeah. And that is a long knife. It went all the way through the Guavian Death Gang.
Oh, yeah, it's a long leg. Yeah.
It's a long leg. It's got a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Do you think IG-11's still standing, though, or did he compromise his... is he hopping?
Here's the thing about his legs. His feet, specifically, they're wide, so he could maintain good balance.
You are right. People have mocked his feet for decades, but this is why.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta fire one.
I can stand on my own leg.
Okay, so this last Guavian Death Gang... It's wounded him a little bit still. There's some sparks coming off of his arm. Maybe one arm's not working the best. Yeah. So IG-11 is a little bit on the ropes. He's got one leg to stand on and one arm that's starting to give out on him. He's got his face hidden.
Mm.
Does this Guavian Death Gang member hurt IG-11 anymore? Or does IG-11 just end the Guavian Death Gang member in some fantastic way?
He ends him in a very fantastic way.
Oh, yeah.
He grabs him. He gets hold of him.
Okay, so he's got the one good arm.
One good arm.
Where does he grab him with his big arm?
Oh, right around the neck.
Oh,
that cybernetic neck. And he takes him over to the back where he has an evac tube.
Okay, so
he doesn't need to use it.
He's holding him in the air, and when you say take, IG-11 is hopping on that one big leg, holding this guy by the neck while the guy still slashes at him.
Right. Yeah, gets to the evac tube that, again, is not for IG-11, but some of his victims might need to use the bathroom. He's not a monster.
Oh, yeah, no.
Protocol dictates you can use the evac tubes. and then he opens it up and starts stuffing the Guavian Death member into the tube.
Yeah.
He is
hearing through the high frequency data stream.
Yes.
I've made terrible choices in my life. I've made terrible choices.
There's like a suction too. It's like an airplane bathroom, you know? It's like there's a lot of suction coming down.
Yeah.
And so he's just like a tree into a tree wood chopper.
And just as he is beginning to have his head absolutely eviscerated, he hears a new voice come over his high-frequency data stream.
Uh-oh.
And IG-11, says the Guavian Death Gang member, you would have made better choices if you followed the rules. Rules are just choices we already decided on. And I think with that...
It's true.
Right? And anybody passing by in space would just see just a... Horrible release.
Yeah. In fact, I think the Razor Crest is flying around, probably going to the same bounty.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, just the windshield of the Razor Crest of the cockpit there just. And all you hear is like, what is that? Ugh, disgusting.
And with the disgustion, is that a word?
Yes.
Yeah. And with the disgusted reaction from the Mandalorian, that is our story. I would normally ask you. If you have any follow-up.
Mm.
Do you have any follow-up?
No, I just think the Racist Crest lands and Mandalorian walks out and is like, what is IG-11?
He's got to clean that off. And he has one of those beautiful sighs that the Mandalorian has, right?
Yes. Actually, it's more.
I think you just captured how all of the dialogue is recorded for The Mandalorian with a Game of Thrones pint glass like Ken just used. Thank you for being here with us for a nice, fast, violent episode of Data Bank Brawl. We love doing these episodes, and it's great time because there's so many new characters coming from Star Wars Resistance, from The Mandalorian, from Rise of Skywalker. We're going to have some really fun, really fresh battles.
That Claud fight that's coming one day
is
going to be something special.
Gonna
be something special.
God, it might be the Battle of the K's, right? When you got a Quill and you got a Claud, you might need to do that. A Quill.
I have never seen a Claud.
Very, very beautiful. All right, we are going to wrap up today. If there are characters that you want to see fight, you can always let us know with the hashtag DataBankBrawl. Ken, where can people find you?
Hey, you can find me at CatNapSock or go to my website, CatNapSock.com, for information of all my silly little things.
Excellent. And you can always check out Tony Thaxton's work. He has a new podcast called Bizarre Albums. He covers weird albums, and there are a bunch of Star Wars ones he's covered. If there's anybody who knows music, comedy, and Star Wars, it is Tony Thaxton, so go check that out. Just Google him. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ForeCenter. And of course, just wherever you are, search ForeCenter. If you're in a street, yell ForeCenter. See what happens. Personally, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at Joseph Scrimshaw, and check out albums and shows on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. Obsessed, my podcast Obsessed. Today, as this episode is released on Obsessed, we've got Jennifer Murrow, who wrote the Great Forces of Destiny cartoon animated series. She wrote all of the early episodes, and she is a great guest on my podcast talking about jazz, so check that out. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for DataBank Brawl.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.